Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got a new friend. Eileen Spitalny is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's co-founder of Fairy Tale Brownies. And this is a great success story, the Fairy Tale Brownie story that it was founded by Eileen and her lifelong friend and now her partner over the last several years, David Kravitz, and they founded this company. And we're going to get Eileen to tell us a little bit about her company, how it got founded, what she's learned, about some mistakes that they may have made. I'm sure they made some, and get her to share some of that, and what she thinks about what's going on in the future. Eileen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. You know, Eileen, I broadcast last week from the Administaff Small Business Classic.
Okay.
And I said, you know, it's a golf tournament in Houston. And I said, you know, this is a hat trick. We got golf, we got small business, we got food. For me, that was like the trifecta. But what I should have said was, you know, if we really wanted to do it upright, we'd have brownies for dessert. That would have been nirvana, wouldn't it?
Yes, brownies in the golf goodie bag. Yes.
There you go. Oh yeah, the golf. Oh wait, I didn't know we had a golf goodie bag.
Oh, sorry.
Oh yeah, I'll have to pay a little more attention to that. Eileen, congratulations, by the way, on the success that you guys have had.
Thank you.
You've been in business about 16 years, and you started out just you and David throwing some flour and eggs and milk together in a basement. And now it's a multi-million-dollar operation.
Yes, that's pretty close to it. But, David and I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, together, and really wanted to start a business together someday. And after college and a little bit of a corporate career, we took his mom's brownie recipe, went to a friend's catering kitchen and tested it with chocolate from all over the world, decided on imported Belgian chocolate because ever since the beginning we've used the highest quality ingredients, you know, all natural, no mm-hmm. preservatives, and right, we have grown into a mail order business. When we first started, we were delivering to coffee houses, but people wanted to ship a dozen here and a dozen there, so we primarily do our revenue through our Fairy Tale Brownies catalog and our brownies.com website, and we ship them as gifts all over the world.
So the website is brownies.com.
Yes.
Wow, congratulations yes. On scoring that one.
Thank you. So that's one of the stories about
you obviously got that one early on. Right.
Yeah, we were the very first to buy it. We bought it in 1995.
Wow, that's pretty good.
We had missed out on 800 brownies, so when the internet started, in case it was a big thing, we didn't want to make the same mistake twice.
Right.
When we missed out on 800 brownies, so we have 800 fairy tale, and then brownies.com. But now the way websites are, we actually own over 150 domain names that all point to the brownies.com,
right,
which is what we use.
There you go. So that's a good. Now that's an important point to make there. The strategy. A lot of people think that they should just have one domain name, and you know, and you should try to have the one that's the most intuitive and
right,
the most obvious. But there is a lot to be said for having a strategy that includes domains that people might type in that would be related to what you do.
Right, right, or just misspelling. Some people don't know how to spell brownies.
Right.
You know, unfortunately. So, and then too, all the different countries and dot suffixes, and right, like you said, the good thing to do is just in your messaging and marketing, always just use that one domain they're hoping to use, even if they got through fairytale.com or some other way. You know, when they do see it, the first thing that pops up is brownies.com, so that hopefully next time they come through that portal to get to us. But yeah, it's good to protect your brand. I mean, branding
yep.
is just a big deal these days.
That's such an important thing for you to tell us, and I'm glad you did. One of the things that I wanted you to tell you, Eileen, is that there are people listening to you right now who are now today where you were in 1992.
Yes.
What would you like to have someone? What would you have liked for an Eileen to have told you in 1992 that you could tell these people? What have you learned?
Well, you got to remember in the beginning that at a certain point you're going to be giving up some of the duties you do now. So it's probably a good time, because obviously we're all in business because of a passion. So it's good to assess, you know, what are the things that I want to give away so that I can still have some duties that are part of the passion that makes me, you know, want, for me, like makes me want to go to Fairy Tale Brownies every day 16 years later. Because obviously my company looks different than it did then, and I'm still happy going to work. So think about what you like to do best, and then start picking people as you grow and delegate to do those things that maybe aren't your strongest or your most favorite, or, you know, least knowledge. And always ask for help. We've been doing it since the beginning, and we still do it and ask.
To delegate and know your limitations.
Yes, and always ask for help. It's okay to not know, and I think it's okay to do things you don't know how to do, but just be courageous to say, I know how to do this, and go out into your community, whether it's locally or nationally, and ask for some help. And we have actually an advisory board that gives us specific help, you know, quarterly, which is great to do too.
You know, when I talk to people about these things, you know, I remind them, as you were saying a minute ago, that if you don't love what you do, you know, a lot of times the thing that you love to do isn't going to be what you're going to get to do today. You're going to have to do what I call the diaper changing part of a business. You know, the stuff that you don't want to do, the stinky stuff, right? And and so you're going to have to do accounting and payroll and taxes and stuff like that. You're going to have to do those some days. And if you don't love what you do so much, you might not come back.
Right. So you're right. If you're going to think by like diaper changing, right, you got to do that stuff if you want to have a healthy baby.
Yeah,
you can't just leave the baby there.
That's exactly right. Now, I think a brownie without nuts is just a cookie, Eileen. So you got to have pecan in it. You got to have walnuts in it. And I know some people don't like nuts, but I'll tell you, to me, a brownie without a pecan or a walnut is just a cookie. What do you think?
Well, we got it actually, and the original recipe was either walnut or no walnut. So. We've got those flavors for you. We do have walnut and pecan. We actually bake 12 flavors of brownies, one flavor of blondie, and one sugar-free product. So I think we have everybody's favorite brownie, I would hope.
Right. So you also have the chocolate chip, right?
Yeah,
so if just
chip.
Regular chocolate brownies aren't enough, that you throw in some more. And you call that death by chocolate? Is that what that's called?
We could, but it's just chocolate chip. And then our newest flavor is cream cheese. And then we have stuff like raspberry swirl, caramel, toffee crunch.
Can I get cream cheese with pecans?
Well, you could just smash the two brownies.
Oh, I guess what I'll do. I'll put one on top of the other and kind of eat them together. There you go.
Brownie sandwich.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Eileen Spitalny, ladies and gentlemen. She's co-founder of Fairy Tale Brownies. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do. And we got a brand spanking new look at that website that we're going to have ready for you very soon, just in the next few days. We're going to be showing you what the new site looks like, and I'm really excited about that. And, of course, askjim.biz, our knowledge base, where you get small business answers now. I hope you'll check those out. Using to your advantage, our mission from the beginning was to make everything available to you without cost or without barrier to entry. No firewall. You don't have to tell us who you are. You don't have to give us your email address. Unless you want to subscribe to my newsletter. Other than that, you're on your own. Just come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Eileen Spitalny is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, co-founder of Fairy Tale Brownies. Her co-partner is co-founding partner is David Kravitz, and their business is Fairy Tale Brownies. And why don't you give us a website and give us a phone number too, Eileen?
The brownies.com is the website, and our 800 number is 800-324-7982, which is 800 Fairy Tale.
So now, and you're selling these things worldwide now, right?
We do. We ship worldwide. We do all our baking and shipping out of our factory here in Phoenix, Arizona, but we can ship worldwide, and we're also certified kosher. And right now, really, we've been doing it for many, many months, but anybody who ships to APO, FPO addresses, we pay the shipping for you.
Ooh, so for our military men. Thank you for that. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, I appreciate
that.
We get,
as
we
a father of a son who spent two tours in Iraq, I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we have some great pictures on our wall of.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for that. Okay, let's talk some more about now your customers. Are do people just buy your brownies just to eat them, or do they buy them for gifts? I'm sure you say you got this golf package. What's that all about?
We really primarily sell as gifts, because you'd buy through our catalog, you'd buy a dozen, you know, happy birthday mom, Merry Christmas.
How about happy birthday to me?
Happy birthday to Jim, happy birthday to yourself. And so it's any type of personal or business gift-giving event. For businesses, we put logos on our bands. We could put a four-color gift band with, you know, the Small Business Advocate logo right on there, and you can ship it, you know, to your best customer.
What a great idea.
So you just, you know, you just write, send us your list, we do the shipping for you. Now, if you do just want brownies for yourself, sure, you can do that as well, but primarily right now it's through our catalog as gifts. We're just now getting into wholesale and getting into some higher-end retailers here in the Phoenix area, and we hope to grow that over the next 5 years. That's one of the new, I guess, strategies right now for us, is getting into the wholesale distribution channel.
How have you funded your growth? Have you had to take on partners? Have you borrowed money? Have you grown organically? Bootstrapping? What have you done?
Bootstrapping, organically, bank. There was a little bit of family there at one point, but it's really David and I are still the owners, 50-50, which is how it started.
No venture capitalists or anything like that.
No. We've used credit cards. In the beginning, we used credit card. We got a small loan and used credit cards. We've gotten a couple Small Business Administration loans. We actually won a Small Business Administrative Retail Entrepreneur of the Year just a couple years ago, which was a great honor. We got to go back to Washington D.C. and we've really just used it with traditional funding. We still use a seasonal line of credit to help us get through the holidays that we work with our bank on, and we just, you know, have goals that we have to meet, and it's worked for us. It's sometimes it's a challenge, you know, there's always a stretch moment, but in businesses you get through those times creatively. You push the sales or ask a vendor to extend, you know, terms, and we've just, you know, never
you
got to really
be creative. You got to be creative on these things. That's what small business owners have to do if they're gonna do it organically and do it with their own, you know, bootstrap it, do it with their own money. You've got to learn how to do that. And you've learned that, haven't you?
Yeah. Don't be scared to ask. You know, maybe they'll say yes, maybe they'll say no. But you know, you get a lot of yeses.
They can't eat you. All they can do is say no, right?
Yeah. And once they start seeing how you're doing, you know, just you start getting believers in your company. So it does get a little easier.
Right.
But you always got to just do what you got to do for your business.
You talked about branding earlier, about don't be afraid or make sure that you focus on your brand. Have you guys had any, have you done any efforts to rebrand your company?
We actually have just finished a total rebranding effort that took a couple years. And last fall, the fall's the big time for us. So last fall, we came out with the new logo and a few new products just to get a little testing and feedback from customers. And we got a great response in this.
Why did you feel that you need to do that?
It was just kind of a little bit of timing and synergy and things like that. We were building a new building, so it was a time to think about if we were going to have any sort of a new look.
Sometimes things just need to be taken out and dusted off, and a new fresh paint coat of paint put on them.
Exactly. We had been about 15 years. We kept just kind of adding on to the new brand, but we were getting a little more sophisticated in our product line and needed something, you know, with a little bit of different flexibility. We had lost our previous creative director, so we had been doing things, so it was just kind of we met Luna Brand here, so it was just kind of a time to say, hey, maybe, you know, we met them for a reason and we've been thinking about this anyway. So we went for it, and our, you know, Fairy Tale Brownies is still the name of the company. The tagline used to be the greatest brownies in all of Fairyland, and now we've kind of upped that to get a little bit, which, see, it's got the fun and the giggle for you, but we're trying to get in the sophisticated, you know,
if you send me a brand,
so now it's the tagline is a taste of pure enchantment. And
you can call me a fairy if you send me brownies, Eileen, anytime you want. Hey, thanks for being here. Give us that website one more time.
Thank you. Well, please visit brownies.com. We've got brownies to order and games and fun and
got lots of them with nuts too, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Hey, thanks, Eileen, for being here. Eileen Spitali, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back one of these days. We'll keep checking on her, see how they're doing. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
And balanced on the precipice, the moment must reveal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.